You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That was the teaching of the Old Testament, and Jesus passed that along. And he got a very good question from a person: who is my neighbor? He was trying to justify himself so that he didn't have to treat his neighbor as himself. And here is how the teaching is new in Jesus. Jesus said, you shall love your enemies. Not only that, you should love the people you don't particularly like by treating them as you would want to be treated, by having mercy upon them, even your enemies. And he told the story of the Good Samaritan, the one who helped his brother. Jesus taught the old commandment in a new way. This is how the Apostle John put it in his letter to the churches in 1 John chapter 2, verse 7. Brothers, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is a word which you have heard from the beginning. But again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother lives in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and knows not where he is going, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. You see, John was saying that Jesus took the old commandment and gave it a new light. The prime motivation for a Christian to follow Jesus Christ is love. Love of God and love of others. And that's what propelled Jesus to the cross. Loving God, obeying God, going the last mile to fulfill the will of God in his life and his love for you and me. And he gave up his life for us, for me, so that my sins could be forgiven. In the same way, he asked us to look at life the same way, in a different way than the world looks at it. Hate your enemies and punish them. And we do have enemies, and sometimes we need to resist them with force. But Jesus taught us to have mercy upon people and have a heart of forgiveness and to treat others as we would want to be treated, not just those in our family, but those in the world. And when there's hatred in our heart is so opposed to God in that hatred. But we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Let's pray. Oh God, I love you with all of my heart. The love of my neighbor is a more difficult matter for me, Lord. I need your help. I need your spirit within me, that in every action I take today, I do it in love of God and love of others. I know that's a tall order for me, Lord, but I know that with your spirit, I can walk as Jesus walked. I can walk in the light and not walk in darkness. So I pray you would take every ounce of anger out of me, every ounce of bitterness and reproach. And I pray, O Lord God, today, with your help, with your spirit, I will live in the light of love. In Jesus' name, amen.